Well, I mean, I thought, you know, Western Michigan did a great job bringing the fight to us in the first half and kind of got us out of sorts. You know, most of the last few days have been, you know, imploring the guys to understand the opportunities in front of us and to take it one game at a time. You know, but I think human nature, after the mental challenges of going to Maui, coming back, the travel, everything, we weren't at our best today. In the first half, I thought, obviously, Western Michigan had a lot to do with that. Some of it was self-inflicted. I'm proud of the guys for being able to regroup and refocus in the second half. Second half didn't start off great for us the first 3 or 4 minutes, but I thought those last 16, 17 minutes of the second half, we were able to turn it up and keep our focus on where it needed to be. We found a way from a defensive standpoint to have our defense generate some offense for us. In the first half, we really struggled. We were taken out of the net. The pace of the game was slow. We couldn't get in the rhythm. And, you know, we were able to kind of find a little bit of that in the second half. We were able to kind of get in the rhythm in the second half. You know, this team coming in, kind of when I look at a stat sheet at the end of the game, they are who we thought they were, a very physical team, a team that does a great job of attacking your paint for opportunities to score or get to the free throw line. I was proud of our guys for being able to keep them off the line today. They came in averaging about 22 free throws a game. It's a big part of what they do. In the second half, they also averaged like 14 offensive rebounds a game. Thought we did a pretty good job until like the last 7 minutes, 6, 7 minutes, where we had our hands on balls. We're kind of fighting each other for it. Loose ball, they pick it up and lay it up. You know, so they got more offensive rebounds than what we would have liked. But at the end of the day, you know, I think our guys, again, the resiliency to fight through and understand that it's always going to be hard, right? And you just got to prepare for that. You can't get offended, you know, when it's hard. And so we were able to find a way to overcome that and find a way to win. We don't talk trap games. I think the thing we emphasized was you know, what we have an opportunity to do by just making sure we're prepared and making sure we're in the right mental space. You know, so we don't really talk about, you know, the other team. We focus more on what we need to do and where we are right now. So we did talk a lot about it in terms of what we needed to be prepared to do. You know, and obviously, I think from a mental standpoint, we weren't there. Just being honest, we weren't there. You know, and you can look at a lot of excuses, but at the end of the day, that's my job, to make sure that our team is prepared and we understand what we have to do. You know, in the second half, going in down 3, we had a decision to make as a group. You know, and it takes character and resiliency to be able to weather that storm, right? I think if you look across the landscape, when I went in the locker room at the end of the game, I heard there were some losses, some surprising losses today. It's just college basketball. You know, we're dealing with young people that have a lot on their plate right now, just a lot of different things going on, you know. And so we've got to be able to do a good enough job to have that maturity to understand that everybody practices, everybody prepares, everybody plays hard, right? And so this opportunity for Western Michigan was a big opportunity, right? And they took it as that. They took the fight to us for the majority of the first half and part of the second, and then we were able to kind of flip that and get somewhat of control of the game there, you know. And so I'm proud of our guys for being able to do that.
How did you handle the time between arriving home on Friday and this game? You got to recover from 3 intense games, but you also have to get ready for this one.
Yeah, it's been a hectic week on a lot of fronts. From a personal standpoint, I won't get into that, but it's been a lot going on. But at the end of the day, we had a couple of days to get prepared. and we tried to take advantage of that time. We needed to be better. We needed to be better. And I think, you know, the result tonight reflects back on what we talked about over the last 2 days, that we needed to be, have a level of maturity and understand the opportunities we have in front of us and how fragile it can be, right? And so at the end of the day, we found a way to get the win. And I've said this to you guys before, there's always lessons you learn, and I want to be able to learn through winning. And so we found a way to win today, and hopefully we'll learn and be better, you know, as we move forward.
I think with that second half defensive burst of energy that Posh helped provide, obviously he knocked it on his part as well, but it really seemed like that kind of shifted a lot of the momentum there.
Yeah, I mean, I thought, like I said, in the first half, we were taking the ball out of the net quite a bit, you know, and so where we've been really good is having defense create offense and playing in transition, attacking the rim and things like that. So that spurt there, you know, Posh, Cheeks, Javon, I thought Amael came in and gave us some really valuable minutes there on both sides of the ball, you know. So there was a lot of good there. You know, there was a lot of good there in terms of being able to take, I think it was a 10-point deficit, and erase that within about a 4-minute span there and, you know, put us in a position where we had a chance.
Build on a strong performance in Maui with another big-time effort tonight. Are you continuing to see his confidence grow with these big efforts?
Well, I don't feel like Cheeks has ever lacked confidence. I mean, he's a really, really good basketball player. You know, he was a very, very valuable and integral piece for us last year. And, you know, he puts a lot of work in. He works on his craft. He's very mature about it. He's a guy that is really effective on both sides of the ball. And, you know, I think a lot of times so much is made when guys score the ball and people get so excited. But to me, it's always about impacting winning. He's the perimeter version of a Tumani Kamara. Okay, that's what he is. He's elite. He's elite. And unfortunately, you know, when you don't score big numbers, people don't take notice of that, you know. But he's been elite, you know, in terms of what he's able to do, the way he impacts winning. So, yeah, so he's been really good.
What does it do for the team when they see that toughness out of him, too? He takes that hard fall there. Sounded like it hurt. I mean, when he gets up right away and makes his free throws.
I mean, they see it every day. You see it every day. It's who he is.
Last 4 games you guys have played in, big swings in the second half. But in the last 2 games, you guys have really been on the positive side of that. You feel like there's...
I mean, I think we have to continue to get better on the defensive end. You know, we have to get better. I have to find a way to put us in a position where we can be better defensively. You know, even in a game like today, where it wasn't, I don't feel like we ever really got in a rhythm. I felt like the pace wasn't the pace that we wanted. We were still really efficient. From an offensive standpoint, we were very efficient tonight. So, for me, it's about trying to figure out what buttons to push, what schemes, what to do to put us in a position from a defensive standpoint, right? And so, if you want to go back and look, you know, what we hopefully learned in Maui is that we can be really good offensively. We have to be better defensive. We have to be able to put together 40 minutes. Of really good defense and rebounding for us to try to reach what we feel like we're capable of reaching. Thanks.
How is Jacob Potter doing?
He's progressing. He's progressing. I mean, he's not ready to step back on the court, but he's getting better.
Why is Posh so good at stealing the ball? He did it in the Big East, and now he's doing it here.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's always just had that mentality, you know, of being a rugged, tough, hard-nosed defender, you know, and he's a guy that helps to generate what you're trying to do on the offensive end with helping defense create offense for you, and I thought he was really effective at doing that today. That's never been a goal of us. Never been something we talk about, man. That's not really something that really impacts anything we're trying to do, so...
Anything else?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Yep.